Deeper dive, black holes and the information paradox. Can the cosmos keep a secret? Suppose there's embarrassing information you want destroyed. The notation in your diary about your girlfriend's sister. That cell phone video of you doing the Macarena. Or the poster of One Direction on which you wrote, "I love Nile," in pink crayon. You could shred the paper evidence and erase the video, but a tenacious detective could reassemble the shreds, and a computer geek could restore the video. You could burn the material, but a forensic scientist could use the ash, carbon dioxide, and other combustion byproducts to reconstruct every item. Desperate, you scour the universe and find the ultimate solution. Drop the material into a black hole, swallowed by this gravitational trapdoor, in which everything falls in, but nothing gets out. Surely your secret will finally be safe. Or will it? Physicists have spent the better part of 3 decades arguing whether information can ever be retrieved from a black hole. The original debate revealed a dramatic clash between 2 highly successful theories about the universe, general relativity and quantum theory. Quantum theory demands that information always be preserved and accessible, but general relativity seemingly allows for data to vanish from view. Scientists love such paradoxes because they have led to startling new advances in physics, including the birth of quantum theory. Solving the black hole information paradox not only would reconcile quantum theory with general relativity, but may also lead to a new understanding of space-time and the universe that could rival Einstein's achievement. In fact, physicists have even bet on it. In 1997, Stephen Hawking and cosmologist Kip Thorne of the California Institute of Technology bet another Caltech theorist, John Preskill, that if a book fell into a hole, the information in those volumes would never reemerge. Information that falls into a black hole would be impossible to retrieve as long as the black hole exists. But Hawking himself knew that black holes don't live forever. In 1974, using elements of quantum theory, he calculated that black holes leak radiation. The radiation arises because the vacuum in quantum theory isn't empty. It's a cauldron of particle-antiparticle pairs popping in and out of existence. If such pairs come into existence just outside the event horizon, sometimes one particle will fall into the hole while the other will remain outside. The outside particle escapes the black hole's tug and streams freely into space, Hawking realized. From the point of view of an outside observer, the black hole radiates energy, a phenomenon known as Hawking radiation. Because it is losing energy, the black hole gradually reduces its mass and eventually winks out of existence. How fast the black hole evaporates depends on its size. The bigger it is, the more slowly it evaporates. A black hole the size of the sun would fade away in 10 to the 66 years. That's a long time, but it isn't an eternity. So it would seem that information does emerge from a black hole, carried by the radiation. But Hawking said no. He calculated that the information carried by the leaking radiation would be so scrambled as to be nonsensical. A Humpty Dumpty that not only couldn't be put back together again, but couldn't even be identified as having once been an egg. If a dictionary fell into a black hole, the emerging radiation would not contain a single definition. All the data would be lost.